this message up to heaven, asking you to send me down another angel.
Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, alongside Greg Isaac and Joseph Erdo. I love country western music. Eric, how about you?
I like both kinds. I like country and western.
You like country and western. It sounds... Oh.
I like everything except for country western.
Oh, come on. That's country western's awesome, isn't it?
This kind is a little hard to take with the twangy strings.
It's all about the same stuff, you know. Someone
kind of like
it'd
be from a
mama.
Horror movie or something like that.
This is from Gravity.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Oh, that's from Gravity?
Yes, I'm doing a field report from space.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Country western music on.
That's actually the song that they play in.
Wow, I love that.
Remember in the background, he tells him, you know, Houston, or Sandra Bullock's character says, "Houston, stop playing that. Turn off the music." And George Clooney likes the song.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
The song.
That's right.
From what I've been hearing, Houston sounded a lot like Houston from Apollo 13.
No, Ed Harris.
Yeah, that's the.
It was. Did you know that it was Ed Harris?
That's the point.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I was saying.
Oh, well, that's amazing. He knows all this trivia. Okay, so here we are.
Oh, did I take one of your questions?
No, good. No, you're fine.
We got a lot today. Some great movies you reviewed.
Yes, we are broadcasting live from outer space to talk about Gravity and all these other astronaut-themed movies, right?
That's right. And we're going to have a real live astronaut.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Dr. Sandra Magnus.
And we're going to have the inventor of AstroTurf. We're going to have also the Houston Astros.
Oh, a minor league baseball team.
Asteroids.
Yeah, and Astro Boy, wasn't that a cartoon or something?
Yeah.
Phenomenal film.
Yeah. No,
asteroids, no. Him and asteroids.
What?
No, asteroids.
What kind of roids?
No, asteroids.
Oh, okay.
Rolades.
Oh,
how do you spell relief? R-O-L-I-D-S. Rolades. Remember that commercial?
Yes.
Okay, not
and
funny.
And speaking of that, we have a random enlightenment at the end of the show today. Once again, you're not the only star of the
Darn,
random enlightenment.
Darn, I want to be, but we call it Dave's Random Enlightenments.
I know,
okay, why not? How about Dave's Random Enlightenments and gang?
Dave's Random Enlightenments featuring friends.
Yeah, something like
something like that.
Yeah, I like that. Eric, you like that title? Featuring
Love
friends.
It.
Okay, good, good.
Look what I got.
What do you got? You got bread.
Wow, look
at
that
thing.
Oh, you
got a 6-foot sandwich.
6 foot? That's like 20 foot right there.
No, it's not 20 feet.
I'm just making a...
I asked her to bring me a sandwich, and she brought me back a pound of turkey.
Wow, let me see that again. Look at that.
Look at that thing. That's an anaconda right there.
That is like... It wasn't at... what's that? Subway, because
no,
that looks
not...
bigger than Subway.
Safeway.
Safeway.
Wow.
That's a safe way to go. Okay, let's fry that up. All right, so next. Oh.
Well, before we get into the reviews and all the movies that we're going to talk about today, I wanted to share something with you once again because you guys love how I do these special things on the weekends.
Yes.
Go out and enjoy Phoenix, all the Phoenix
and dress
cocktail
up
and everything.
And
yeah.
Do all that good stuff.
Speaking of dress up, here is a picture of zombie.
Wow.
A survivor zombie Erdo. We'll put that on our Facebook site, breakradioshow.com.
Look
click
at
on the,
that.
That's you?
Yeah, that's me.
Where did you do that?
I went to the zombie walk last night in downtown Phoenix.
I heard about that.
You do that every time, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you even said the girls are hotter when they're made up like zombies.
They are. They are.
What? How does that? How's that? How is a girl hotter when she's made up like a zombie?
It's amazing.
Well,
the teeth marks
are
already
there. No, it's because she won't be talking.
I mean, like it's a map. Oh, because
That's like back on our sex addiction show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the teeth marks are there. It's like a map. You know where to place your teeth marks.
Sure.
Why is that? Why
are you biting women?
No.
Oh.
Only Marv Albert. Oh. Well, not really.
Well, it was a great time. It was first Friday and for the art walk and all that in downtown Phoenix.
Bunch of zombies out there?
Yeah, there was a bunch of zombies out there. Not as many as I had hoped. I was one of the very few.
Really? Oh, so a lot of people didn't dress up?
It was. Yeah. It was very embarrassing. I made sure I didn't take the light rail because of that.
Wow. But you got a few dates.
Sure, yeah. You know, so big
What's the difference between ugly and zombie?
I don't. What is that a joke? I don't know. What is it?
So you got more than a few dates.
Okay.
No, I don't know what it means. But.
I don't know either. But yeah, shout out to Danny who brought some nice pretty women out there. And
pretty zombies
yeah,
or what?
We had Jody.
Jody Foster.
We were hosting Jody. She was from, Judy. From Shanghai. It was her first time in the United States.
So she's walking around.
A zombie?
She didn't dress up as a zombie, but I think she was a little bit freaked out by, you know, this is America. People are walking around as zombies.
Did you get her number?
Maybe.
No, come on. You can tell us.
No, I can't. No, I didn't get her number. No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, but you know, there was a lot of...
Judy, if you're listening, call in at 602-252-1480.
No, it was...
Ask for Joseph Erdo.
Right, very
the
good.
The zombie. He looks different, by the way.
I do.
She's on the line. Oh, really? You like him as a zombie?
A zombie.
A zombie. No, zombie.
What is that? A cross between a zombie and a dummy? But yeah, anyway, it was a fun time, so I would suggest everyone go out there and enjoy First Friday in downtown Phoenix. And of course, there's a lot more fun to come because it is October, so there's going to be plenty of Halloween parties.
Absolutely.
Oh, so yes. What's your next dress-up?
That's a secret, but I'm sure that I will bring it.
Oh, it's a secret
event? It's something that I'm sure that Greg will appreciate.
Ah, interesting. Yes.
It's not from a movie. It's from a TV show.
Dexter. Oh.
He might be able to figure out. But, you know, so that's Newsroom. All still to come. So that's you want to stay tuned to Breakthrough Entertainment, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it.
So this is very exciting.
Well, I hope you find Judy. Shanghai.
Shanghai. Long way to go.
Shanghai-er.
What?
That's
terrible. Yes. I don't know what it means. Me either.
It's a city.
Right. Okay. So anyway, the song that brought us into the show, as you mentioned, Angels Are Hard to Find, Hank Williams Jr.
Yeah.
It's a great message, right?
Well, he's a good songwriter, but he made inappropriate remarks. I'm not going to say much more.
All right.
NFL fired him. Okay. I said it. Right, Greg?
I don't know who that is.
They wouldn't play a song anymore.
I don't know who that is. So
Hank Williams Jr.?
Oh, isn't he that crazy country western singer?
Well, he called the president names.
Yeah, I don't
we didn't like that. No.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric, what is up with the government? Oh, my. The IRS is closed.
The government.
No,
shut
can you
down.
The IRS is closed.
Everything is
That's
down.
That's kind of a cool thing.
Wow. It's amazing.
Yeah, you can't even go to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, and all the other countries are laughing at us.
Yeah, did you see that congressman rip the ranger? And he was the congressman that made sure there's no budget, and he yelled at her for not letting people in the park. And she goes, "We're closed because you guys."
Yeah, everything.
Who was
closed.
That congressman? That was not nice.
I don't know.
Really, it was mean.
Yeah.
Didn't like it at all.
No, it sounds terrible. And you know, even our friends from Shanghai that we're visiting, they were making fun of America's government. They said you can't even have a government that's up and running. I mean. What is up with that?
Do they still get paid,
Eric?
Pretty
bad to the rest of the world, I can assure you of that.
Do the congressmen get paid, do you think?
Yeah, of course. They're all getting paid.
Even though it's shut down?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah.
No one else gets paid.
All the politicians get paid.
I don't think that's fair.
No, it's not fair. It doesn't affect them in any way.
Oh, man. That's just not right.
Right.
Wow. Back to
and
you.
It might even affect our space program, right? Who knows?
I heard it's about possible. That. There's a small window. Eric, you heard about that with
NASA?
Yeah,
we can't go rescue Sandra Bullock because the government shut down.
So I'm going to rescue her myself.
No, I did hear there's a small window for NASA doing a Mars study or something, and they'd have to wait 2 more years if it's in like less than 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, for the window of the time.
Yeah, for them to launch right. it. If not, they have to wait 2 years.
That's terrible.
Oh, man, I just don't get it.
Right. Well. Let's rescue Sandra Bullock then, and let's talk a little bit about Gravity.
Yeah,
do it.
And you know, so of course, in this movie, Gravity, it opens this weekend, opened yesterday, and it's on track for a record-breaking weekend, perhaps the best weekend opening gross for an October release, up to $52 million. They're saying.
Oh man,
interesting.
So we'll see if it's able to do that. Sandra Bullock and George Clooney play a medical engineer and an astronaut who work together to survive after an accident leaves them adrift in space. Do you want me to share what I thought of this movie first?
Yeah.
Well, I'm wearing the hat, right? I've got a hat on that says Gravity.
Yes,
I've got
you
a
do.
T-shirt on that says Gravity. At home, I've got a sweatshirt that says Gravity. I've got a little moon that says Gravity.
Uh-oh.
I'm very happy with all
good.
That stuff. This is a thumbs up. No,
oh,
it's
good,
a very
good.
Solid thumbs up.
I was
up.
Thinking.
Very close to a breakthrough.
Very good.
Very close to a breakthrough. You know, this was amazing. Whoa, you're laughing. Uh-oh. Well, I love... Okay,
Dave disagrees, apparently.
It sounds like it. Sounds like
Dave takes the fun out of it, though. You're not supposed to say.
No, he told me that he saw it. I got it out of
he
him.
He made
earlier.
Me.
Yes.
I'm, Greg, I told him. You said never tell him.
Keep what they call a poker face, Dave.
Like I made him
improvise, you know.
I tried.
You have all these notes here. That's not good. You have quick notes is fine, yeah. But don't read.
Well, you know, gravity has got an awful lot of weight to it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Very funny. No, but it does pack a really potent punch. It's got a really, you know, intelligent message about planting one's feet firmly on the ground and mustering the strength and courage to continue taking steps forward after tragedy. I love Sandra Bullock's, you know, backstory in this film, how she's able to overcome all that. You know, but also beyond all the deeper stuff that we talk about, this movie was so astounding to look at. It was astonishing. Yeah. The special effects. This is one of those rare movies that I watched and I was almost taken out of the film because I was so distracted about how did they do that. Most of the time I'm able to say, okay, yeah, that's computers and yeah, that's that, you know,
right.
Because I'm used to like researching all this stuff. For Gravity, I was amazed and I was just, I had no idea how they did this. And, you know, I was holding my breath the entire time. This is a must-see masterpiece, in my opinion. Again, very close to a breakthrough. Very, very big thumbs up. Who wants to...
Well, I didn't see it, but it looks great from what, you know, what you're saying. I definitely want to see it, and you can't go wrong with Sandra Bullock or George Clooney.
Yep.
And it's interesting, we talked about momentarily where Dave ruined the joke, because, of course, Ed Harris plays Mission Control, and we remember Ed Harris in Control
Apollo
of Apollo 13. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Yeah, so Dave, you're laughing. Why are you laughing? This is not a funny movie.
This was a tough movie to look at. I mean, not to look at, but to evaluate. I thought the special effects were great.
Okay.
The visuals were great. How they did that, I don't know either. It was very interesting floating in space like that. Great cast. Big George Clooney fan. Big Sandra Bullock fan. But it got corny. I mean,
corny?
Yeah, Sandra Bullock goes over to the Chinese space station, doesn't know how to operate, and somehow she does it perfectly. She goes, oh, meeny, miny, mo. Oh, I'll push this one. It was that is not logical. Right, Joseph? That did not make sense.
That part did bother me a little bit, that she was able to understand certain buttons on the one's craft.
She was guessing all the time.
She was, yeah.
And that just does not make sense. That was a bad thing. I thought the message was good, but it wasn't developed enough. Let go of your past. You know, I won't say much more about the movie, but... there was some good sub themes. George Clooney's role was as a great leader, motivator, and there's certain other scenes that he proved that to step up. You know, don't get into fear. You know, really take control of what you can control.
Mm-hmm.
So those were good, but some of the corny effects. I think it would have been a great movie if it had character development, a little more background on Sandra Bullock, because it was obviously a sub-theme about her and her personality and some of her past. And it just didn't happen. And I would say thumbs up.
Oh, okay.
But nowhere near a masterpiece.
Oh.
It could have been, though. It could have been. But it just wasn't, because it was too corny.
But didn't you love, you know, being in space and, you know, just like, there's so few movies that do that.
Yeah, well, that
try
it was
something
clever,
that amazing.
But the plot was just stupid. I mean,
stupid.
It didn't develop right. But the special effects, I give it A. I'll give that a masterpiece.
Okay.
I'll give the acting a masterpiece.
Yeah,
but not
really
the overall, because it was too corny, and there's no character development to really get the profound messages. And I thought, the truth is, one scene, I won't say what scene, but, you know, when they were both together again, I thought that was a turning point, and I said, this is a great movie, and then it fell again.
Okay.
I really thought it could
have
been.
I will say that I actually liked that scene, and I liked the way that that scene turned out.
Oh, the scene was great, but then it just
I
liked
the way that it turned out. I like the way that the scene, you know, came to be. And, you know, so I don't want to
reveal any
more of that, because we'll spoil the movie. But
I'd recommend people seeing it, because the special effects were amazing.
Okay. Well,
but
I'm
not
I'm
a
glad
masterpiece.
That,
it lacked something.
I'm glad that you didn't give it a thumbs down.
No,
you know,
thumbs
because
down. I agree.
This is one of the highest rated movies on Rotten Tomatoes and Metacritic right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
on IMDb, it's
the
22nd all time. Like, that's how good that people think
and
this is.
And again, we're not going by, you know, percentages, because everyone thought Lincoln was a good movie,
right,
and
right.
They were all wrong. Yeah. So,
yeah.
But this is, you know, I'm at least liking that you say that people should go out and see the special effects. I like the story. Yeah. We'll talk more about the story at in the 11 o'clock hour.
Okay,
oh, yeah. And you always have some corniness in movies, and sometimes not everything can be 100% realistic because it just happens. Sometimes you have to add that in.
Right.
I mean, some people will say, oh, lazy writing, just depending on the situation. And yeah, sometimes that's the case. I haven't seen this, but judging from what I've read and what Joseph said, what you said, I'd recommend it. Well, right. No, absolutely. But I could see why Joseph probably gave a masterpiece because it won the story.
He didn't give it a masterpiece.
It's close to a breakthrough.
But
because
that situation, like, because just from the trailer where you just see them in space like that, you never see that. Even in space movies, you don't see them flying around near the stars.
And I
everything.
Love those single setting thrillers like Buried and Frozen. My pet duck is named Frozen after that movie Frozen, where they're all on the.
You have a duck?
Yeah. Yes. Well, yeah.
Really?
We'll talk about that.
See, from Anaheim?
Really pets? I mean, they don't come when you call them, do they?
Yes, he does.
Really? You really have a duck?
You say Frozen, get over here.
Frozen, he wears a diaper. I can't believe that we haven't gone over this before. Yes. He's like one of the most important things in my life. We'll talk about it
some other time. Do you play with
a
duck?
Yes.
What do they do? Like,
he quacks and he nibbles and he eats corn.
Does
he do a flying V with his duck friends?
No, he can't fly. He's a runner.
Does he nibble? Indian runner. Do you like hug him and stuff?
Of course I hug him.
And he hugs
back? Yeah, he's got a long neck. I hug him, you know.
Do you tell him that they named a hockey team after him?
I didn't tell
him
that.
Does he like give you little kisses?
I told him about the Mighty Ducks. His favorite show is DuckTales.
Oh, really?
Well, how does a duck kiss then?
Kiss? Yeah. On the lips.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, anyway.
Eric. I've never heard of that, Eric.
Nah, I don't know anyone with a duck, pet duck.
And that kisses.
Until now.
So, yeah. I mean, okay.
He's awesome. I highly recommend. We'll talk more about him later because we've got to catch up for our interview here at 10:27. But we'll talk. I'll bring up the duck and I'll show you pictures either later in the show or next week.
It's really a quack up that you have a duck.
No.
Great. Oh, here we go. Well, anyway, all right. So the trivia today, it's going to be played a little bit differently.
Yes. Oh, good.
And
giving Dave a chance.
Dave
to win.
Might have a chance. Okay. So
no,
I'm going to tell you the rules.
He really doesn't.
I'm going to tell you the rules here. You may opt to answer the question. Okay. Each person gets 3 questions today each, and then there's more at the end of the show. But you may opt to answer the question if you answer correctly, because this first question is going to be yours, Dave. If you answer correctly, you're going to win a point. If you answer incorrectly, the other two players, Greg and Eric, win a point apiece. If you may also choose to force another player to answer the question, either
Ooh,
one.
Yeah.
And if they answer incorrectly, you're going to win 3 points instead of just one.
Oh,
for
I
every
like it.
Question in the game, not just
yes,
the
not
bonus?
Yes, not just the bonus.
Oh, wow.
And however, if they answer correctly, they win 5 points and you don't win any.
Ooh,
so it's a gamble here.
I like it.
All right, so this first one is for you. And it is. I'm going to tell you the
hope it's about Twilight.
The title of the movie, and then you have to tell me if you want to answer it or if you want to force it on someone
okay.
else. Okay. The title of the movie is Space Chimps.
I don't watch these movies.
The song that's going to take us into the break is another Postcard by the Bare Naked Ladies. And all right, so do you want to answer this question about?
I'm
going
to give it
chimps?
To Eric.
You're going to give it to Eric. Okay.
Space Chimps.
Because Greg space probably chimps. Watched it.
All right, so in Space Chimps, and so only Eric gets to answer this.
But we get 3 points if he loses.
You get if he loses it, then you get 3 points. If he gets it, he gets
you're
5
about
points.
To get 3 points.
What
Dave,
do I get?
I've never seen.
You
the
get
movie.
Nothing for this.
I never seen the movie. I never even heard of the movie.
Well. Take a guess. In Space Chimps, Andy Samberg, Cheryl Hines, and Patrick Warburton voice chimps who are sent into outer space and find themselves stranded on an alien planet. How do they finally get the thrust needed to escape the planet's gravity? A. They place their shuttle into an erupting volcano. B. They launch their shuttle with a giant slingshot. Or C. They power their shuttle with the planet's favorite food, Zartog.
Volcano.
He gets 5 points.
Wow.
You
well
saw that
done.
Movie, didn't you?
It's one of his favorites.
I've never seen it. I've never even heard of it.
You wrote it, didn't you?
Yes, but Andy Samberg and Warburton really good... from Family Guy, fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. And the Tick. You forget Patrick Warburton.
What are you saying to me, Eric? True. I get you 5 points.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're off to a big lead.
Thank
I
you
love
for passing
this.
That along.
Yeah, so that was great.
Wow. All right, well, let's take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion in the world of entertainment. I think we have an interview coming up.
Yes, Ron Luce from Surge.
Okay, this will be very exciting. And we are here live, 1480 AM, KPHX. We'll be right back. Some chimps that wish they could be my Sarsky and Hutch chimps. A chimp who's sitting on the can, a pair of Dutch chimps who send their love from Amsterdam. Another bus ride, chimpanzee. I never wanted to be. Another bus ride. Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Birum Baum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times. This is Ground Control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade.
And the papers want to know who shirts you're wearing. And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, live from the 1480 AM Studios. I almost said 18. I don't even know what 18 is. But 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix. Greg is sort of sleeping. What, you're up early at a like a charitable thing today?
Yeah, the zoo walk.
We were at the zoo walk. Yes. We got there. Well, I got there a little bit early, about 6:30 in the morning, Eric. I was up early.
That's early.
Yeah, but it's a good cause, helping autism.
Exciting.
Yeah, very, very good. So then we came over here. So anyway, we're going to have a guest in a second or two.
Yeah, in a few moments, he'll be joining us. And before that, let's do our next question, our next trivia question. This one's going to be for Eric. We're going alphabetically.
Remember, it's 5-0.
Yeah, it is 5-0. Eric is in the lead.
All right. So this one, of course, this song was from Planet 51. It was Space Oddity, Keith Morrell. Planet 51. Do you remember that movie?
It was like an animated thing.
Yes, it was an animated movie. Yeah,
I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. Well, so
I didn't see it either.
To watch that stuff.
Do you want to answer this question for 1 point, or do you want to force it on someone else?
It depends. Have you guys seen that movie?
I haven't seen
it. Which one?
Planet 51.
Yeah, remember, I have a youngster.
Oh.
Okay, I'll pass it to Dave.
Oh, great. I hope I can get 5, or else he's going to get 10. No, 8.
Wow. Okay. Well, then let's see how this goes. Planet 51. Dave, so in Planet 51, Dwayne Johnson voices an astronaut who lands on a planet thinking he's the first person to step foot on it, only to find out that it is inhabited by little green people who are happily living in a white picket fence world.
Smurfs. Did I get it?
No. Oh. He uses his space flight suit as an effective disguise for a while, but he's eventually found out because of one minor detail. What is that dead giveaway that everyone knows that he is not from from that planet? A, he drinks Tang, which is highly toxic to the planet's inhabitants. B, he has only got 5 fingers instead of 6. Or C, the United States America insignia on his suit.
C.
C? You confident with that?
Yeah.
Greg, what do you think?
I don't remember.
It's C.
It was so obvious.
What do you say?
Thank you. Hey, we're 5-5 now.
Yeah. So,
sorry, Greg.
Greg, you're going to have to get this next one.
You're
going to have to give it to someone if you want to be tied.
Oh, yeah, because I can only get 3 if I answer.
Oh, you can only get 3. So, yeah, you're not going to. Yeah. So we'll see. It's going to be an interesting show, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I like this game.
should we try it real quick?
I've never got 5 points ever. Eric, I never had 5 points ever.
And you did it in one question.
Congratulations to Dave on his first 5 points.
I'm doing good. Didn't even see the movie.
I know. Well, we'll see if you're able to keep on that winning streak or at least tie streak.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, here in a few moments, we will have on our Teen Mania Ministries founder and president, Ron Luce. He'll be telling us about this event called Surge, which will premiere Wednesday, October 9th at movie theaters throughout the Valley. It's a high-energy, an interactive movie theater event that features empowering and inspirational messages by Ron Luce, interwoven between comedy by John Gray and musical performances by award-winning Christian artists Casting Crowns, Newsboys, Lecrae, and Acquire the Fire. So it sounds like an exciting event, right? Acquire the Fire.
I haven't heard of them.
No? You haven't heard of them?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I only heard Donald Trump's version, You're Fired, not Acquire the Fire.
Oh. Well, yeah. Before we have him on, you know, speaking of TV shows, Donald Trump and all that.
Yeah.
Anything good on that you guys seen this week?
Newsroom.
He saw that. I haven't seen anything.
First episode of Breaking Bad.
Yeah. What'd you think of it?
They wrapped it up nicely.
Oh, okay.
See, that's what I've heard. I've never seen Breaking Bad, so I got to just start that now. Now that
should
over.
I tell you what happened?
Yeah, yeah. Do it. No, don't do it.
Spoil it for everybody who hasn't seen it.
Well, I saw a good one on, I think it was Cox Cable 63 and MSNBC.
Oh.
A story about some government that has these congress people that don't want to, like, pay for things.
Oh.
It's a weird movie. Ever see that
one? Do those people like it's tea reality. By any chance?
Yeah, they buy tea, they like tea, and they think Boston's the next market.
Wow.
Boston Tea Party.
It's a reality show, right?
Yeah, it's so weird, though. God, that irritates me. It's so strange what's going on.
There's a lot
on.
Of crazies.
Right, yeah. Eric? I mean, all week here on this station, I'm sure you heard a lot of comments.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure all the show hosts were talking about
it. Oh, man. It's just unbelievable to me.
Yeah. I saw the crazy ones. I'm surprised you didn't watch the crazy ones with Robin Williams.
Oh, I didn't see that, but okay. It sounds like a good show. How was that?
It was pretty good.
Was it the debut or the second? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't watch the second episode yet. I have it DVR'd, but it was one of the better shows of the season. There's not too many this year, especially the sitcoms. I'm quite disappointed in most of them.
Oh, I hear you. Oh, I did. I didn't see How I Met Your Mother. I got to catch up on that.
The first two episodes of that were amazing.
Really?
They were legendary.
Wow. Okay, I got to catch up quick.
And then the third episode was pretty good as well. And they made a cookie in the first episode. I don't think I can say it on the air.
Yeah.
Even though they said it on the air.
Yeah. Plus, don't talk about food. I'm starving.
Right. Yeah. It was. But I made the cookie, and it was.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. It was tasted pretty good. Yeah.
Did the duck help?
Where's this cookie?
What was that?
What was it, a marijuana cookie?
No.
I was going to say, bring it. Come on now.
Did the duck eat any of the cookie?
No, because ducks are allergic to chocolate. Chocolate. Most animals
are. What do ducks eat? Fish?
Duck food.
Yeah, duck food.
Oh.
Yeah, and corn. Yeah.
Duck feet.
He likes corn. Mm-hmm.
Corn?
Yeah.
Corn on the cob.
He can handle that?
Yes, of course he can handle that.
Those ducks.
How big is this duck anyway?
You know,
he's 6'3", 220, goes by the name Getzlaff.
Funny. No, here's actually some pictures of my duck. He's eating. He likes Oreo.
You really do have a duck. I thought this was a joke.
He likes eating.
Oh, my God. It's a big duck.
His name's Frozen?
His name is Frozen.
Oh. It's like 4 feet tall.
He's almost as tall as us. No, he really is.
Wow. It has purple.
Yeah, that's one of his outfits. He's got several different outfits.
You dress him?
You dressed up the duck?
Oh yes. Oh my gosh, it's a duck with a dress on.
With a dress. It's a diaper hunt.
Does he review the movies with you?
He does. He watches a lot of the screeners with me. Yeah.
You mean ducks go to the bathroom?
What were his thoughts on Gravity?
Well, he didn't get to see Gravity because I saw that in the theater.
Wow. That's right. What was the last one?
I tried to bring
that...
him as my guest, but he wasn't.
They didn't
look at the bill on this duck.
Yeah.
It's enormous. Wow. The bill is enormous.
Yeah.
We lost the duck.
No, what do you call that? Is it, you call it a bill on the duck?
Well, it's unbelievable. Yeah. After all this time, we're just finding out you had a duck.
And there's him when he was a baby. Yeah, he fit in my hand. Duck. I had him from like a day old.
How old is he now?
Now he is, I think, about 2.5.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Does he know you?
So we have kids that are about the same age.
Does he talk?
Where?
How long do they live?
Sadly, only like 7 years.
That's it?
Yeah. It's a brief
time.
Like
a mastiff.
Wow.
Yeah.
No wonder they only made two sequels.
Do they lay eggs?
Yeah, but well, if they're females,
are they?
See, I thought he was a female duck when I was when I first got him.
Are you disappointed now?
I was quite disappointed because I was determined that I was going to that I was going to eat the duck's eggs.
Oh, that's eat the duck.
Which
you don't want to have
keep
a duck family though.
This is adorable. How did he become yellow all of a sudden?
Well, he was. Most ducks change colors, and you know
this is a cute Eric. This is a very cute picture. Here, show Eric.
I'll show.
Very cute picture of the duck. Looks adorable.
Yeah, just amazing. Frozen the duck. Oh, there we go. There's a picture again.
Wow, amazing. Wow. I never heard of a duck pet.
Have you ever eaten duck in front of him?
No, I don't eat duck.
Peking duck.
The thing is...
Judy from Shanghai does, though.
Yes. In fact, when I showed them the pictures...
She wanted to eat it.
She didn't say that, but she licked her lips. And I am not kidding at all.
That's because she wanted to kiss you.
She wanted to be the
stepmommy for the duck.
Did you see how he did that?
Yeah, I showed her the picture of the duck, and she goes,
but I'm from the duck all the time.
Wow.
She spoke really
It's a delicacy
English.
In some parts of the world,
from
right?
Duck all the time.
Yeah, and down the street at the nearest Chinese buffet.
Yeah, yeah, in fact, I think I went to, what's it called, Pacific...
That's Rim. Amazing.
Oh, that's a terrible movie.
No,
don't do it. I'm starving.
Pacific,
and I just walked like 3 miles.
Oh, Pacific Seafood Buffet or something like that.
Don't do
and
it.
And they have duck feet.
Duck feet.
And
they look like the feet?
Yeah,
they
and
actually
you better
walk
check
around.
Your duck tonight because they may have taken
They've been going around town trying to take ducks.
Trying to find the feet of your duck.
Oh, in fact, terrible. When we walked in, they asked, do you guys have a pet duck? We go, no, sorry.
Does it talk like Donald Duck?
No, but he...
How does Donald Duck talk?
Does he communicate at all?
My uncle can do Donald Duck.
How does he do it?
He'd never taught me.
It's like a drum parade going down the street or something.
Oh, yeah, there's a big something going on across the street.
Very, very noisy.
Yeah,
wow, I can hear
right
from
now.
Here.
Yeah,
this is supposed to be soundproof.
Is it some Halloween stuff?
Room in there and
yeah.
You
and I still hear it. Yeah. I was wondering what that was. I was thinking it was the duck trying to communicate. That's amazing, though, that I have no idea. We've known him for a year.
I know. You've known me for that long, and it never came up.
Here's a big question, guys.
What?
Where does a duck sleep?
On me.
Oh, my God.
Really?
On me.
Interesting.
In my bed, on me.
On, like,
your
chest?
But the duck really knows.
He stands on
me. So when you say frozen over here, frozen.
Yeah, he knows his name. He comes. You know, ducks imprint, especially when you have them from a young age.
I've heard about that.
They imprint on you.
And they imprinted on you?
He imprinted on me.
He thinks you're the mama, then.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm his best friend. Standing up on you?
I think he stands guard. He stands with one foot up and one foot on me, and he... He stands guard.
Is he a watch duck or something?
Kind of, yeah.
Do you take him on outings or anything?
I've got a leash for him. I take him to the... I'm going to tell you probably in the
Chaparral
next couple weeks.
Chaparral Park, they had ducks by there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
I actually took him to see the geese up in Anthem. And
did he find
the park. He wanted to see... They wanted to see him, and he was very leery of them. He'd never seen them because he probably figures that he looks like me.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, you figure animals when they aren't around other of their same species.
Did you apologize?
Well, I was very scared of the geese because, if you know, geese
no,
can be very...
No, like you. No, I'm kidding.
What?
I'm just teasing. Eric got that one. You didn't get it. Greg was wondering. Now,
Judy from Shanghai wouldn't have said that.
No, I'm kidding. Now, what does a duck protect you? Has he ever, like, quacked at someone that came...
Yeah.
And he, like, can bite people?
Oh, yeah. He bites me all the time, too. And he's unhappy if he wants
corn.
He gets
angry.
Yeah. And if I leave the room, he goes, quack, quack.
And he doesn't sleep. He just guards you at night.
Yes.
And then when you wake up, is he staring at you?
Yes. The first few nights, it was pretty scary.
Well, what's he do now? But he still does the same thing.
Yeah,
he does
the same thing.
He doesn't sleep. He just.
Yeah. Well, I think he might have one eye closed. I don't know. If I'm sleeping, I don't know.
Now let me ask you this: let's say you get married, and the duck. What's the duck's name, by the way?
Frozen.
Oh yeah,
Frozen.
We've been over this. For
yeah, I forgot. Would Frozen be? What if Frozen didn't like your new wife?
Frozen's going to be the ring bearer.
Yes. If Frozen does not like the woman, what happens? I'm sorry. No.
It's not going to work out.
Yes, absolutely.
Wasn't there a duck in? No, it was a penguin in one of Adam Sandler's 51st Dates, I think.
Yes,
a little
penguin
buddy.
And
that was a good.
I always wanted a duck since Friends, because didn't they have a duck on Friends?
Not a monkey.
And a monkey, they had a whole lot of animals.
I only saw a few episodes of that show. It's one of those shows I got to go back and
Jennifer
watch.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I know. I'm way late. But
Courtney Cox.
Everyone always says it's the type I would love. I just watched it periodically when it was on. But, you know, I'll have to go back. But, yeah, it's interesting. Senior in high school, when I was working at the video store, a guy would bring his monkey in sometimes. And, you know, it was pretty cool, you know, to see that.
Yeah.
The monkey would just be on his back and... You know, so monkeys, ducks, animals like that are always pretty cool, interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, enough about the duck. We'll talk more about him.
Very nice.
I'll tell you about him in a couple of weeks when I bring him to the Anthem Christmas tree arrival.
Oh,
you know,
he's going to that.
He goes to that every year. He goes to see Santa Claus, and I have pictures of him with Santa Claus.
Oh, he sits with Santa?
Yeah, yeah.
What's Santa bringing him this year?
Quackers.
Oh, is he listening right now?
He is listening.
Oh,
he
I'm
listens?
Sorry, Frozen.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I've got the radio on.
Does
at home
he
so
like
can hear.
What we say?
Hi, Frozen. Is everyone, hi, Frozen.
Hey, Frozen.
I refuse to say hi to a duck.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
So,
has he met the Aflac guy yet?
No. Well, he does get excited when that commercial comes out.
Oh,
of course.
Okay.
What's Donald Duck's wife name?
Daisy.
Yeah, Daisy.
Was it his wife, or were they actually married?
I don't know.
I don't think they were married.
No, I think they were.
I didn't see a ring on her web foot.
Yeah, it was a ceremony in Rome, actually.
You would think back in those days that they would have wanted them to be married.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they were just dating.
You think they were just
dating? I think so, yeah, because when I took Mason to the Disney store yesterday, the first thing he goes for is Mickey, and then he gets all the clubhouse characters together, and he goes, Donald's girlfriend. So he would know. He knows what's up.
Oh, they're just dating.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think they're
after
married.
All these years, that's...
Yeah. Hey, Donald's not a very good committer, is he?
No. Wow. Yeah.
He's got an anger on him, too.
Yeah, he does.
Got an anger problem.
Yeah.
All right. So, I don't think that our interview is going to work out today, unfortunately. So we'll try to get him on another day.
Leaves me time to answer a question correctly.
Yeah,
it
gives you
pass it on to someone to mess up.
Let's see. All right. So, of course, you can answer this question, or you might not want to. Frank Sinatra is going to take us into our break. Fly Me to the Moon from Fly Me to the Moon. Did you ever see that movie?
I did not, and the thing is...
Did you know what it is? It's another animated film, right?
I do.
With flies who go to the moon.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's one. I'm picking recent movies.
Oh, I haven't
never
even
heard of it.
All right, we'll give it to Dave.
How did that get greenlit?
Yeah, I never heard of that either.
It wasn't a very good movie.
Fly
So, Dave, he's throwing this one to you.
Okay.
So you have a chance to get another 5 points, or
yeah.
Greg can get three. In Fly Me to the Moon, three young houseflies stow away aboard the Apollo 11 flight to the moon. How do the Soviet flies attempt to throw a wrench in the American flies' mission? A. They try to alter the shuttle's descent codes. B. They try to secrete slime on the shuttle's switchboard. Or C. They try to lift a wrench and literally throw it into the shuttle's jets.
C.
C? Greg gets 3 points.
Oh, very nice.
It is
Thank
A,
you.
They try to alter the shuttle's descent codes.
Really?
Yeah.
They're that smart?
That's the one I would have picked.
Oh, man.
Very good.
Yeah.
5-5-3.
Yeah, so.
Not bad.
Slowly
not
getting
bad.
Back into yeah. it. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Let's take a quick break then. Right now. And I love that song, though. I know about that song.
Of course you do.
You should have asked who sings me. Sings, I mean. Fly Me to the Moon.
Actually, this isn't from the movie. There's a few different versions that are in the movie. Not this one.
Not that
one. This was the most notable one.
I got you. This is Breakthrough Entertainment on 1480 AM KPHX. This is brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, and we'll be right back.
Baby, kiss me.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today. 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, Scottsdale. We know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, alongside Greg Isaac and Joseph Erdo. And that's a good song. Yeah. What is that song?
Walking on the Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves.
And why did we pick that song?
Because, well, of course, it's talking about sunshine, and that's up in the sky.
Talking about gravity. Ducks,
and
ducks fly, don't they? Ducks fly?
No, well, not mine, because he's a runner. He's an Indian runner.
Oh, he's a runner. Fly. And you're going to review Runner Runner.
Yes, very good.
So that's good. That's so if it can't fly, it can run. So either way, we either get the gravity theme or the Runner Runner theme.
Very good. Yes.
Wow. I thought of that all by myself. Now, you said something about the duck, that he does a little magic mic routine.
Yes, he does. He does a little shake, you know, because his purple outfit.
Shake and bake?
He's got a purple outfit. No, not shake and bake.
Shake,
you never
bake,
say that
and
to
fake.
Someone who has a duck as a pet. He shakes his diaper and, you know, shakes his little booty and wow.
Wow.
Are you sure you're going to get a girlfriend with a dressed duck?
Now, how come you didn't disclose this before the psychologist that did various addictions? How come you didn't mention it on that show?
Probably there's reasons, yeah. But he's got a little Tarzan outfit. And,
Tarzan,
red outfit. He's got a tuxedo for the Oscars.
Now, that would be sort of cool.
Yeah. He's ready to go for Halloween. So
yes,
this
he is.
You know, I'm thinking of opportunities here now. You know, forget the this friendship.
I think we gotta get him in a couple films.
I think we could bring him down to Hollywood. Yeah, get
absolutely.
Him in a movie. I could represent you.
Oh,
we do some remote broadcasts, right, Eric? I think we got some action.
I think Jurassic World. He would be great.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
No, Eric, right? I think this is good.
Yeah, let's get the duck an agent.
Yeah. I like this. When can we? Can the duck travel?
Yes, of course he can travel.
Has he been on planes?
Now, how old
is
he again?
Been on a train, plane.
I forgot how you said how old he is.
He's two and a half. Yeah.
So he's got about good.
He has a corn cake for his birthday.
A what?
Corn cake.
What is
that? Oh, very good.
A cake made out of corn.
Yeah.
Oh, is it good?
It's
Would I like it?
How would I know what you like?
Let's set something up in Hollywood.
Okay.
And I think we could get some exposure for the duck. I think there can be some revenue streams generated for you.
Absolutely. We'll do that. And so let's see first if you're able to answer this next question right, or if you want to pass it on to someone else for a chance to win more points. That song, Walking on Sunshine, of course, was in Moon. That's one of the reasons. Another reason we were playing
Warren Moon?
Moon. Sam Rockwell was in the movie. It was basically him and
him and the moon.
Yes.
Wow. He don't see these movies.
So, do you want to pass it on to someone else, or do you want to take a chance on it yourself?
Eric, you saw the movie?
I did.
Oh, you did? Oh, Greg,
I've seen it.
Yeah, Sam Rockwell and the moon. Yeah.
I think
you
Greg
don't remember
didn't say
that one.
All right, pass it to Greg. I don't think.
All right,
he's
so Greg's got a chance to win this one, or you get more points. All right, in Moon, Sam Rockwell plays a man who experiences a personal crisis as he nears the end of a 3-year solitary stint mining a resource on the far side of the moon.
Yep.
Which of the following resources was he harvesting?
Oh.
A. Hydrogen 1. B. Helium 3. Or C. Lithium 6. This is a tough one.
Very tough.
A,
you're saying hydrogen 1?
Yes.
Dave gets 5 points. Helium 3.
Why did you do that?
Eric, I'm taking the lead. It's 10-5-3.
So Dave might really have a chance. No, he doesn't. We're going to.
No, you said
he
I
might
have
a chance.
No, this is good. Because there's strategy involved.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
All right, so let's talk. As you mentioned, we're going to be talking about Runner Runner now. Justin Timberlake plays a poor college student who cracks an online poker game, goes bust, and arranges a face-to-face with the man he thinks cheated him, a sly offshore entrepreneur played by Ben Affleck. Now, you saw the trailer for this. You said that you were kind of interested in it, right?
I was very interested in it. I like both actors. Look action-packed. I seem like it could be a good movie.
Yeah? Well, Runner Runner is a bummer.
Really?
Yeah. No, this was a terrible movie. I like the acting. Justin Timberlake, I thought, did a really good job. Ben Affleck, of course, is always excellent. But this movie does have some really awesome tension in it. But it takes its gambling theme entirely too seriously. So now roll with me here. This is kind of like a poker game. You know, it hides its cards. Too many of its cards, and then there's too many cards on the table. There's just too many elements in play in this movie. Gemma Arterton is also in this movie. She's beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's gorgeous.
I've never seen her.
Gemma Arterton, she's Gretel, Hansel and Gretel.
I didn't see that.
No? Mm-hmm.
Which other one?
Unfinished Song.
I didn't see it. What other one?
What else has she been in? She was in Clash of the Titans.
James Bond, Quantum of Solace.
Oh, the Clash of Titans, yeah. She was in The Duck and I, too.
Oh, very good. No, she's a very, very cute young lady. But the thing is, she's in the beginning of this movie, and then she disappears, and then she's in the end of the movie. Because they've got too many things at play. There's Justin Timberlake's father, the man who plays his father in this movie. He's in the movie briefly. You know, it's all these subplots that go nowhere. And then, as I said, the cards are constantly hidden, and... you know, it's inconsistent. Here, Justin Timberlake is narrating the movie, but then they try to do all these surprises. It's a very inconsistent movie, and also kind of flat. It feels really flat. You know, Justin Timberlake's narration is very just telling us what is going on. He's not very excited about what's going on. So it's a very strange movie, but I will say that, you know, it's not a terrible, terrible movie. It's just not a very good one. So I'm giving it a thumbs down. Again, some really good tension in it, some really good performances, but unfortunately the story falls apart.
Wow.
Perhaps if you like gambling, you might get something out of it, but all that kind of confused me too, because all this talk of poker face and stuff, I'm not a very good gambler, poker player, or anything like that.
Or if you like some of the themes we're going to discuss, maybe people will like it.
Of course. So what are the dangers of easy money and unchecked ambition, especially as it pertains to illegal online gambling websites? Are they okay or not?
Illegal online...
gambling websites.
Well, I've never seen one, so I don't know if they're okay. But if they're illegal, they're probably not okay. But I will say what the dangers of easy money is.
Okay.
Is dangerous easy money is that it's really it's in the definition of money.
Mm-hmm.
I think you really got to examine that and one's belief in what money is. If you believe that money is the ultimate security for you, then think again. You can have it, and the next day it could be gone. There's no doubt about that. And money under traditional definitions is about greed, power, ego, and security. I bet this movie had some of that in there. All external security devices. Yet. If the definition of what money should be is an exchange of value and energy and just something that is a result of good, clean, and service-oriented thoughts and actions, then money is something not to be consumed, but something that circulates in your world to help, to use, and to give back. That's my commentary.
Excellent. Well, if anyone has any comments on illegal online gambling websites, have you used one?
Never used one. I didn't even know they have
If
them.
You've been cheated by one of them, if you have any thoughts on it, just give us a call here at 602-252-1480. Again, 602-252-1480.
Why are they on the web if they're illegal?
Well, because they're offshore. They're able to do a lot of this stuff.
Oh, it's offshore?
Offshore, yeah.
And you can win.
Well, the FBI, they want to get a hold of, you know, like Ben Affleck's character.
Oh.
But they don't have very much...
And money changes hands online?
Accounts and stuff like that. But, you know, of course, government shut down, so how can they catch these people, right? But, you know, here, according to the American Gambling Association and leading gambling research firm H2 Gambling Capital, Americans spend $2.6 billion on illegal online gambling websites in 2012.
Oh.
So that's a lot of money.
$2.6 billion.
Yeah, and the thing is, there's no security. Nobody's watching over this stuff, and there's just no watchdog.
Wow. I had no idea. Is there any legal online gambling, or is it all illegal?
I'm pretty sure it's all illegal.
I think it's all illegal.
Oh, okay.
That's why these companies are offshore.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So if you want to go gambling, you just go, you know, down to the reservation.
Yeah, I mean, you go to Vegas, I guess.
Or that,
if
yeah.
You want.
Or, yeah.
I mean, that's legal.
Yeah.
As long as you don't count cards.
Yeah, because, you know, of course, you don't know online who's 21 and all that, too, right?
Oh, okay,
so
yeah.
So what if it's a kid gambling away his
you're
father's
right. You have to have,
account?
Like, a credit card or something?
I'm sure, but those are easy to get, aren't they?
I don't know. Are they, Greg?
All you need is a
I have no idea.
Is this card. For is this for 5 points?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Well, let's give us a chance to win some more points. But maybe Eric wants to win this one. This song, speaking of Justin Timberlake, who again does a great job in this movie, he sang a nice little song called Space Cowboy with NSYNC back in the day, right?
I don't know. Back I haven't what heard day, that one.
One of the great songs of our time.
Yeah, Space Cowboy. And it's from Space Cowboys. So, Eric, do you want to answer this question from Space Cowboys, or do you want to pass it on to someone else for a chance for more points?
Have you guys seen it? Is this the Clint Eastwood movie?
Tommy
yes.
Lee Jones.
James Garner.
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
All the old farts.
Clint Eastwood. Space Cowboys.
I will go for I'll answer it.
You're going to answer
it.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right. In Space Cowboys, 4 older X-Test pilots are sent into space to repair an old Soviet satellite, unaware that it is armed with nuclear missiles. Which of the following actors plays the astronaut who goes on the suicide mission of manually launching those missiles at the right time to ensure that they did not enter an earthbound trajectory? Okay, which of the following actors did that? A, Clint Eastwood. B, Tommy Lee Jones. C, Donald Sutherland. D, James Garner.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Can I
guess?
You
get a point.
You get a point?
Only one?
Yeah, you get a point.
I thought it was a three. 3 points.
No, you get 3 if you pass it on to someone else.
Oh. I thought it was 5 if you pass it on to someone else.
The other person would someone get a 5.
Yeah.
This is great.
So you've got
10,
1 point.
6-3.
So unfortunately, I don't know for you guys, Dave is still in the lead. Greg, you only
I'm
have
rolling.
3 points, so you're not doing too well.
3 is my favorite number. I just want to keep it like that, and then I'll just go for the kill later.
Why is it your favorite number?
I don't know. It always has been.
Yeah?
He used to have 3 ducks when he was young.
I did.
Oh,
yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah. No, so yeah, well, there's it's still anyone's game. We've got plenty more trivia. We got news or false coming up and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
And of course our bonus question and a like exciting cliffhanger
can
ending.
You, can you defer the bonus to someone else?
No.
Okay.
No.
There. The I don't have much of a right. chance to.
No. No.
I am in the lead now.
Yeah.
6.
Yes,
3.
You are.
This is very good.
So we'll talk about Parkland in our next.
Oh, Parkland.
Yeah.
Okay.
And of course, our astronaut guest, Sandra Magnus.
Well, she's coming right up after the break.
Yeah.
Excellent. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment, live 1480 AM Studios, KPHX. We'll be right back with more entertainment talk right after these words.
This is 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.